Hello everyone, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. Namaste. And I welcome you today to the world of spirit. I will be talking today about how to make your journeys, any kind of journeys, just magical by connecting with the world of spirit, by connecting with spirits of nature or birds or any kind of animals. So we'll have fun. I'm going to share a story, what happened today with myself and my husband. We were having a little bit of challenging time. He found himself in a difficult situation with a third party involved, and he had troubles letting go. We were talking about any time that we face a challenge, it's kind of like hard to let go. And what can we do to let go? So what I said, you know what, let's just go to the park. Let's be in the nature, be outside, you know, get a little bit of sun, connect with nature. Let's see what's going to happen. So he agrees, and then here we go. Now, before I go to the park, of course, I connect with my spirits. I ask my angels and I ask my spirits to be here with us on this journey, because for me, everything, it's a journey. And going to the park was a journey. And as soon as I get out of the house, I just feel so good because I'm leaving that kind of energy behind. And not only that, but across the street, our neighbor has a beautiful, beautiful tree. And because it's fall, it's a fall season, the leaves, the tree leaves are so beautiful, colorful, red, burgundy red. I kept looking at the tree, and this tree was just mesmerizing. And I was like, wow, what a spirit. It's a spirit of the tree, kind of like talking to me, drawing, you know, my energy, my attention there. And the spirit trees are called devas. And the word deva in Sanskrit means the being of brilliant light. Devas are nature spirits, usually tree spirits, that they really help you manifest and manifest fast. So I was waiting for a message from the spirit of the tree, and then suddenly I hear a bird singing, and it was just beautiful. And I kind of like tuned into the song, and it was very soothing and very nurturing and very calming and peaceful. So I asked the spirit of the tree, where is the bird? I cannot see it, right? And then immediately my eyes just went straight to the top of the tree, and here she was, a very small, tiny, beautiful hummingbird. She was completely still without flapping her wings, because usually that's what they do, but it was completely still and so peaceful, just singing her beautiful, beautiful song. Now, by the time my husband comes, and of course he starts talking about the situation, the challenging situation, I said, oh, listen, there is a bird in this tree, can you hear it? And he says, yes, I can hear it, but where is she? Because I cannot see the bird. So I pointed where the bird was, and he saw it, and immediately his face was just like perfectly happy and smiley, and I was like, yay, of course. Now, if you are familiar with power animals, with the animal totem, a hummingbird is one of them, and they say that you usually have one power animal at a time. Sometimes you have more. What I noticed when I discovered along my spiritual path working with power animals, that I have different power animals, and each and every one show up when I need that kind of energy of their animal. And in the shamanic tradition, hummingbirds are thought to bring messages from the other world, the spiritual world, and they also bring joy and happiness. They are also associated with the heart center, and they are believed to have powers to heal the soul. So I thank the spirit of the tree, the deva and the hummingbird, and we just continue our journey. So I asked myself, what are my spirit guides are going to tell me today? So it's such an interesting question, because you get so excited and what's going to happen, and you're so in the expecting mode, and it's very exciting. I love it. And I was waiting for more answers while we're walking to the park. Now here we are on the walkway path, and there is there are more soccer fields at the park. Now between this walkway path and the soccer field, there is a tall fence, and I hear a voice, and there is this kid asking us, "Can you pass us that ball?" And I said, Where is the ball?" And I got so excited, because I'm like, "Hey, excitement, what's happening?" And I see this ball, a soccer ball, and I just run straight to the soccer ball. And, you know, let me tell you this, I don't play soccer, I cannot play soccer, it's not one of my talents, right? So as I said, I run straight to the ball, and I pick up the ball and kick it hard. Now, interestingly enough, the ball goes over the fence, touches the fence, and bounces and lands on the other side, right in the middle of, guess what? A tree. Just perfectly lands right in the middle of the tree. Even if I wanted to set it there by hand, I couldn't do it any better. So I said to myself, and then I said to my husband, "Aha, that's another deva, another spirit of the tree." So I'm like, "Oh my God, thank you. So what is your message, my sweet little deva? What is the message? What is the message for us today?" And she said, "Be smart." And I'm like, "Thank you, be smart." And I just got it. So be smart and know your priority. Stay focused on your high vibrations always. Just because I chose to come to the park and leave that energy behind, an energy that's blocking us, that is not productive. Our choice was to just leave this energy behind and change it, just completely change it. And when you ask the spirit, when you ask the guides, they will rush to help you. And that's exactly what happened to us, because they want it. They will not rule your life, but they are there to help you. And your world, your life becomes magic, because they are the world of magic, the world of spirit, instead of just staying in lower vibrations and lower energies, where there are a lot of like vampire energies, so to speak. There are a lot of like dragging your energies entities. So it depends. It's a matter of just switching the vibration. It's a matter of coming from the intellectual mind to your heart, because the spirit world only connects with your heart. So my husband was, "Oh my God, now I got it." So he got it through me, but I kept explaining what happening, and he said, "I know that I'm staying in this low vibration, and I know these challenges, and it's so hard to get out of these vibrations and challenges. What am I spending so much time in this vibration?" I said, "Because you don't work with..." My answer to him was, "Because you don't work with the world of spirit. Once you connect with them, it's so simple. Your life becomes so much easier. Why have to make your life so complicated? I mean, all of us. Because sometimes I find myself that I'm just hitting my head against the wall, and then I'm like just going on the same direction all over again without just asking the spirits. And when you ask the spirit, the heavy energy is lifting off your shoulders, away from your energetic field. It's as easy as that. So I challenge you, as usual, why don't you try, before you get out of your house, set an intention to ask your spirit guides or angels or whatever you connect with in the spiritual realm to be there with you and make your journey magical. And have expectations. Expect miracles. Expect good things to happen. Because the messengers, the spiritual messengers, are out there ready to help you. And no matter who the messenger is, well, I'm talking about the high spiritual vibrations messengers, they just want to catch your attention. And no matter who the messenger is, just tune it to that high vibrational message and your life will be so much easier because your spirit guides are so close to you, are in fact closer than you think. You are in the mood to create. You are joyful. You're peaceful. You're happy. Inspiration, inspire, in spirit. It comes from the word spirit. In spirit, to be inspired, in spirit. What a great word, isn't it? So, thank you for listening. Have fun out there and connect with your spirits, connect with your spirit animal, connect with spirit of the nature. And I wish you blessings and have a wonderful, magical journey. Namaste.